What up, it's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam Podcast, Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. Voltron has formed, and me and Big Man, who's a regular, but my man T-Mac, my other brother, my good brother, my other brother Daryl, all of them, we showing up on the podcast today, and we're going to sit down and talk about everything we have to do as far as the NBA upcoming news stories, a little NBA update. You know how we get down, but first, we got to pay some bills. First thing I want to say, thank you guys to go to SamShowNation.com, your home for everything related to the Just Talk With Sam podcast. By doing that, you guys have been helping us out, and one thing y'all been doing is hitting that donate button. By hitting the donate button on the homepage and current promotions page, give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Every time you've ever done that, we put it right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, fatter, greater podcast. By doing that, we thank you so much. But hey, maybe you want a little bang for your buck. Maybe you want to show off your love of the podcast. We got you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com and click the store link. By hitting that store link, you can get all your favorite swag, whether it be t-shirts, whether it be hats, whether it be stickers. However you want to show your love for the podcast, your favorite podcast, when you're out in your daily life, please go ahead and do so. And it's funny that I say podcast, because the next thing I'm going to say is the podcast itself. Go to SamShowNation.com, hit that podcast link, and you can catch up on all of your favorite podcasts that you may have missed just by going to SamShowNation.com. But hey, it's not just there. However you listen to podcasts, you got it right there on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on RSS. Pretty much, if it hooks up to an internet connection and you can hear us, you can hear it right there at SamShowNation.com. Just put in the phrase "Just Talk With Sam" on whatever device you have. We got to pay some bills around here, and we're going to just jump right into it. The first sponsor is the good folks at Chicago State Company. Let me tell you something about Chicago State Company. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the current promotions link right there in the lower right-hand corner. Chicago State Company got some for Father's Day, because Father's Day is right around the corner. And I mean right around the corner. And if your dad, like my dad, like any other dad I know, they like to grill. And you can give dad the perfect gift for this Father's Day with aged steaks with the Chicago State Company. Plus, if you order today, you can show that dad he's the master of the grill by sending along the Grill Master Chef apron. 4 steak burgers and some signature steak seasoning with free shipping. All you got to use is the promo code DADSDAY. That is DADSDAY at checkout. All for $99. You get whatever you order, that and free gifts for dad for Father's Day. But you want to hurry up, because limited time only, this thing offers the Monday after Father's Day. So please put in Dad's Day at checkout. Next sponsor is the good folks at Walmart. Yes, Walmart.com wants you to celebrate the great grads in your life by giving them the gift for their next adventure. Going to Walmart.com via SamShowNation.com, not only do you support the podcast, but you can get that grad, that gift for everything that they're going to need in the next chapter in their life as they walk across that stage. You got them covered. Go to SamShowNation.com, click that Walmart link, and get them whatever they need, whether it be personal gifts, jewelry, photo, electronics, party supplies, maybe a ring. Who knows? They got it covered right there at Walmart.com. And if you go to Walmart.com, you click that link, by doing that, you can get free in-store checkout that day. That's right. I personally use this. I have not stood in a Walmart more than 10 minutes at my local neighborhood Walmart. My man DeMarco just got a promotion. What's up, DeMarco? He is now the assistant manager of the pickup station, man. So DeMarco, we hear you out there. But if you're getting something for your dads and grads and all the other good stuff, please go to Walmart.com via SamShowNation.com. Next sponsor, the good folks at Booking.com. Booking.com, Booking.yeah. Look, it is Memorial Day. If you have not used this by now, you in some trouble. But go to Booking.com via SamShowNation.com, and we're going to give you the Sam Show Nation special, Memorial Day special, for whatever you need. Hey, Booking.com guarantees the best prices of any type of property that you're looking for to spend your Memorial Day, whether it be apartment, boats, castle, a treehouse, a villa, a yurt. I want to stay in a yurt. You can get all the type of accommodation listed on Booking.com, and they're more diverse than ever. Truly international, Booking.com is available in more than 42 languages and offer. And I say this with no hyperbole, over a million properties in 224 countries. Booking.com has never had booking fees and offer fees, cancellations on most rooms. Let me tell you something about Booking.com. It also operates on its own in-house customer server team, which is available 24/7, 365 to assist guests in their native language to ensure exceptional customer experience. And if you want that best customer experience, you can go to SamShowNation.com, click the Booking.com link, and get something for your Memorial Day weekend. Hurry up, because they're showing up fast. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, Amazon.com. Who are we kidding? The internet was made for very few things. One of those things is shopping, and you are going to Amazon anyway. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click that Amazon banner on the homepage or current promotions page, and shop as you normally would. Hey, maybe you got the three-day weekend. You want to sit down and watch some Amazon Prime? We got you covered. Hey, you want to get down and you want to get a fidget spinner or whatever you need to get, go to Amazon.com. Click the link at SamShowNation.com and on the current promotions page at SamShowNation.com. So here's what we're going to do. I'm here with my brothers. We finna get down on this podcast. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talking Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talking Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Here we go. That was 90 seconds. Like I said, man, Voltron has formed. It is great. It's unity. It's unity. Like, I put it up there. I put the pictures, the brother bracelets together. You saw the cheetah. Rawr, it just may get you. I mean, like, man, T-Mac, you have called in. You've done a bunch of stuff. Please introduce yourself to the people who know.
What's happening, good folks out there? This your boy, T-Mac, and looking for some action. You dig what I'm talking about? But I'm the eldest of us, and I come to bless y'all with some metal tunes. Now I'm just out here for the people, man. What's happening?
And you got Big Man right here.
Big Man!
Right. Like I've said it, I am the least funny of the three of us. I just happen to do it more often. I love having you guys here, and we together is unity, is Memorial Day weekend, and all the other good stuff. Now I'm finna say the most divisive thing I'm finna say. Let's just get into the news. It's been the real slow news week, and I'm cool with that. But one thing that did happen while we're sitting here pulling up, and we didn't get a chance to really get into it on mic, and that thing is the NBA Finals have now been set. The NBA Minute, brought to you by SamShowNation.com. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the NBA store link, and this weekend, until the finals start, actually, till June 1st, you can get free shipping on all orders by putting in the offer code NBA25. Whether if you a LeBron James fan.
Here we go with this book.
Or if you're righteous and rolling with the Warriors.
Bandwagon rider. That's what.
Or whatever your team is.
Bandwagon.
Any order over $25 is $25 free shipping. Put in the offer code 25. NBA 25 at checkout. So here we go. We're going to go around the room. We know we still suffering from the bet we made last year.
Respect it.
With that bull, my son dressed up like LeBron Blames, Queen Blames. I'm saying it straight up. We going around the room. Warriors in six. Starting June 1st. What?
Can't do it. Can't do it.
How do you can't do it? Cleveland.
I can't see that with Betty Davis eyes.
Cleveland.
But Cleveland is set up better. They got a deeper bench.
Deeper bench, no defense.
You're going to have to deal with LeBron Blame all over
Yes,
again.
LeBron That's Blames. Mr. Blames.
Yes.
Queen Blames.
Yes.
Yeah, look.
So he's a flopper.
So you saying he's...
He is... He...
But so really, what are you...
Right, like, here's what I say. Everybody who listens to me know I am a double diamond. Two diamond. LeBron James hater. This March, I was certified.
You official with
I just can't win.
Lying about
look,
I
may be biased. Possibly.
Maybe.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe. Just a tad bit.
You think?
Look. A little bit biased.
Oh, man, gone.
But what I'm saying is, when it comes down to LeBron James, and I respect the bench, I respect everything they did, but at the same time, where's your defense? I have yet to see defense.
Hold on, I have yet to see it. Where Curry's at?
Curry don't need it.
See,
here we go. Hold on. Would you like to know? I like how you said Curry. We single out the individual. Curry's defense have been gone a long time ago, but the Warriors' defense been tight for him to be able to shoot those many threes.
So LeBron is him by
himself. What happened. LeBron is by himself because two nights ago took a night off, and the whole Cleveland program crumbled to Boston.
I'm gonna tell you like this: when it's all said and done, I do believe they could have swept Boston. For real.
They could have.
I believe after that 44-point victory, the folks up top, NBA said, "Hold, wait a damn minute now.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have too many sweeps now. We can't have too many." Now, let's think about it. Now, actually, how many games did Boston win?
They won one. Mm. But I like how you said believe. Look, personally, I believe Mike and LaToya Jackson are the same person.
Yeah. So you see what I'm talking about? Yeah,
I believe.
You see what I'm talking about?
We sit down and talk about beliefs all day long.
Boy, I could have sworn.
But I can talk about what is actually happening. I believe Michael and Toya Jackson, same person. Ain't seen them together. Ain't never seen them together. I believe. But at the same time, what actually happened? Now, we can't sit back and talk about what could and what may. I'm saying Warriors and Sixers finals. And
vice versa. I say Cavs and Six.
Here's what we're going to do. Another bet? You down with it?
What you want to do?
Same terms as last year.
Of course.
What size you wear, Jay? What size you wear, Jay?
Buy some for Tasha on this real player.
Okay, cool.
I'm letting you know that right
okay.
now.
Okay, because my wife, who is especially not here, is for some reason an unapologetic LeBron James fan. And
the woman know the truth.
Man, our house is divided.
Yes. This,
June 1st, I'm sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, you're right.
June 1st.
I'd be in the car.
I mean, like, I already see it coming. Yeah. But that was our NBA update brought to you by SamShowDaisy.com. SamShowDaisy.com. Hit the NBA store link, NBA 25, at checkout. Save free shipping. Now, look, like I said, it was a slow news week. Yeah, this is one of the things that outside of the NBA that caught my attention. Now, out there in Japan, it was Memorial Day weekend. Right. People going to the national parks, and they doing their thing, and they just want to be out there with the family, like much how we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Now, there's a park in Japan, Hirakata Park. Ain't nobody been there in a couple years, so they upped the ante in Hirakata Park. They said, look, this weekend, and
they giving money
starting this weekend throughout the entire summer, they have what is called the hero experience. I'll say that with air quotes.
I didn't get no email about that.
Hold on. Check this out.
They should have called me on that one.
The hero experience is if you call the day before, you got to give them 24 hours notice. You can have whatever hero experience with your family to, like, protect them. Like, you can say your hero experience is if a mugger try to get
hold
at up, you.
Wait a minute. Hold on, here we are.
They need the money. The hero experience.
They need the hit.
So somebody come up.
Hold on, wait a second. What if they fail?
Yeah.
What if the person who's
it don't matter.
Fail?
But it's all straight up. You can punch them. You can hit them. You can spit on them.
What the hell?
They need that cash, man. Yeah, like,
wait a second.
So
no, you fail as the hero.
They would do. I only
there.
This is
you, how they gonna look at you for the rest of your
life? I don't know. This is the first weekend of it.
You paying money to be a hero and fail. All
right, now here go the different packages.
Okay, go ahead.
You got the robber package, the mugger package, where a person, an actor, will act like he's trying to rob you or your family. Okay. This is a real. I hand to God. This is so real. Hand to God. This is real.
I'm finna Google
it.
This is some bullshit.
Here, counterpart. They will. You can get a. You can get an actor. They will mug your family, and it's up to you to be the man. And you can literally whoop their ass. You can hit them. You can punch them. You can spit on them. You can do whatever.
So what if you trying to be the man and your wife mess around and whoop the dude?
Hey, though, however your money go is however your money go.
Man. Right. Your wife is the man.
Your wife is the man.
So your wife is fighting your battle.
Nah, or, check this.
Or, got one for
I don't understand
what
this.
What if a robber finds out about this?
And do it for real?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is the first weekend. This is the first weekend of it.
If he shows up on the road, go, okay, I'm going to make some extra cash.
Mm-hmm.
God rest his soul. God rest his soul. Ricky Harris. What if Malvo shows up?
Malvo. Yeah, for real.
Get it in. You know what I'm talking
about? Now, here go the thing. If you don't want to get into that, you can pay an extra $50
to get some old blind lady.
No. You can get this. This is called the bomb diffusion, the speed package, where you and you alone have to defuse a bomb somewhere in the park.
Tell me something.
See, they tell you and they tell the actor, for an extra $50, you can be the hero. You can defuse this bomb.
What low self-esteem ass is out here want to portray a damn superhero?
How much money you got?
I pose the same
if you got $150 right now.
Wait a second. I pose the same question. What if you fail? And the bomb goes off.
It's however you spend your money. Now, here go the cheapskates. Okay. Now, they got the lower scale for the low, low price. And I bullshit you for $15.
Hold on, wait a second. How much?
$15. For $15.
What you stop somebody bullying?
You could be the hero, and I use air quotes, by donating blood or giving to a charity.
So
you got to pay them $15.
So you're going to show up at the park, and then you're going to sit down on the bench, and then somebody going to come up.
Here, somebody come up. But here go the thing.
You get the juice and the cookie for $15.
For $15, here's the thing. They make a backstory.
Just go to the blood bank.
No, for $15.
Free.
They make the backstory of the person you save. This is all 100. I swear to God, this is real. They make a fake backstory for the person that you are saving. So, like, you the only one with the blood type that this person will need.
So, shit, I can help everybody. Like,
so, and then make up whatever disease they got, whatever you need for. For $15, this is the hero package.
See,
$15, $50, and $150.
It's something wrong with Japan, man, and I'm not trying to say nothing out of the way. It got to be something wrong, man, because that's a dick move. Where you sit there and you give blood, and then the person who uses your blood, they get to lord it over you for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
you don't save your life, right?
No, but here go the thing, though.
You know you're alive.
Hey, because of me. It's because of me and nobody else.
Because of me, you alive. You know that, right?
Hey, how much is that? That's price that good, though. You know you're alive to see that sprite. But that is
thank
you're welcome. Every time somebody do something. So the prices are right now is the $15 package, the $50 package, and the $150. Now all of this is all orchestrated. These are the first three of this weekend, and as the summer goes on, there will be more packages.
This is a A1 fail.
Is it?
But you know what? Even though
you can't 15
one fail, you know
somebody gonna pay that $50. Okay, how much is it gonna cost you to punch a guy just off rip and be totally justified for doing it? But here it is, $50. This is Earl. You gonna punch Earl at 6 o'clock? And when you punch him at 6 o'clock, he going to punch out, and then he going to do something else.
Time out. What kind of loser do you got to be for people to...
It's not the punch that you're paying for. You paying for the fake robbery.
I'm talking about the employee. What kind of loser, what kind of bad decisions did you make in your life where people get to pay good hard
okay.
to punch you in the mouth?
If I slid you $50, okay, after taxes, $40.
After taxes.
Hold on, I'm just saying, just let's be real about it. All right. If I slid you $40, would you let me punch you in the face?
Hell no.
What's the number? What's the number, dog? What's the number?
What's the number? 250,000.
They don't have that. So, that's you.
You gotta be kind of damn crazy.
But hold on, hold on. Take all right.
A glutton for punishment.
The person. Hold on. The person.
For real.
Hear me out. The person who actually bought this package probably ain't punched nobody. So you probably get one of them little marshmallow punches.
And then you have to live with the fact that somebody soft punch you in the face. That's a lose-lose situation.
You got $40 for it.
The hell you say?
I mean, like, and I'm saying 50. It costs 50. I would only imagine the park take their cut. That's what it is.
That's how it is. That's how people go crazy.
You got to do something.
Oh, man.
You got to do something.
Do something with a little bit.
Something that you have something
where you
going
can
back
hold
home.
Your head up a little bit.
$40?
When you can hold your head up for selling drugs.
$40?
More than you
yeah,
would.
Yeah, that's. Hey.
Something wrong.
I put it like this.
It's $40.
$40?
For $40.
One punch.
What the hell?
You can be one punch man. Just one punch.
You can punch me in the face.
One doing. Punch. That's all it is.
Fuck around, get Mike Tyson.
But then again, somebody going to do it. But then again, you can pay that $150 and you can defuse a bomb. Now, I like how you just said what you talk about. What if the bomb don't go off?
What?
Is there like a fireworks display? Do they just set some shit on fire? How does that work out?
And see, that's the whole thing. Because
is it a real bomb?
It's probably not a real bomb.
I only imagine it's not.
Okay.
I would hope it's not.
$150.
See, the whole point of this.
Pretty much.
Hold on. The whole point of this is to make it look like you did it.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. All sales are final. I will put that disclaimer up. If I got to die for it, that's what it is. Next news story. Like I said, slow news week. But I got a chance to check this one out. This is research. This was research.
Right.
Now, you know Jennifer Lawrence, the actress.
Yeah.
She was out. She was doing her thing. Hunger Games. Yeah, Hunger Games.
Yeah.
See, she got a little loose with some friends this weekend. Memorial Day weekend. Like how we sitting back pouring up. They sitting back pouring up. She got up there on the stripper pole.
Mm-hmm.
Told the strippers to scoot over.
Okay.
I'll show you how it's done.
Okay.
And she got out there and showed all of her Katniss Everdeen. All of her, whatever. And I only looked this up for her.
Cash and prizes.
Yeah, cash and prizes.
Okay.
However you want to put it. Now, and as of this morning, the video was made viral. And I had to look this up for, journalistic purposes. I got to go ahead and look because, Katniss Everdeen, it's hit the internet, it's hit whatever. And, Katniss Everdeen got out there stripping. She had the clear heels and everything. She had a couple of them grown up beverages, sort of like what we sipping on right now.
Yeah, I'm sipping water.
Yeah, okay. I am not. But
I don't see shit.
No,
the
video's going. They showing the pictures, and she was doing the thing.
Slow news week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, check this out. Jennifer Lawrence is worth $110 million. She can do whatever the hell she wants to do.
A lot of people say that, man. Nah,
this
Jennifer Lawrence, this drunk chick right here.
Yeah, yeah.
She probably did
that. Don't look
for
the same one to me.
Nah, she offered a statement.
I don't think that's her.
No. Hold on, wait. At first, I thought just like how you thought, but she offered a statement this morning. This is hot. I printed this morning.
This is stripping right here.
Well. Look, man, she grew up in the suburbs. We ain't King of Diamonds in this place. She just got out there and a couple.
Okay, she decided she wanted to go strip. She ain't pulling Renona Wider and started stealing stuff out the store.
No, but here go the thing, though.
She said, "Do you know who I am? I'm Renona."
Right.
But here go the thing.
Please remember me.
Oh, but she got gangster with it this morning. This all went down this morning. She said, "Look,
Beetlejuice.
Nobody wants to be reminded that they was a stripper, a pole on the internet. But it was one of the best friends' birthdays I have, and I dropped my paranoia guard for 1 second just to have a little fun. And I quote, I am not going to apologize.
She shouldn't.
She shouldn't. I don't give a damn. I don't see nothing wrong with the video. My
she said, I had a blast that night. And P.S., that is not a bra. That is an Alexander Wing top. And I'm not going to lie. I think my dancing is pretty good, but I ain't got the core strength to do the pole like I wanted to. End quote.
But, man.
See, I'm looking at the video right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. I don't see nothing wrong with the video.
It ain't.
For real, the next movie that she's going to have is going to have
some type of stripper
or something in there. She just got another movie. So she just went from $110 million to $150 million. She just did that.
I put it to you like this. When it's all said and done, like you said, she got her money and it is what it is. Hell, we all do some stupid shit at times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
it is what it is. At least she owned up to it and had fun with it.
Yeah.
The next story this week. Nah. My boy, the OG Terminator.
Hell.
O.J. Simpson has been, he may be released.
Hold on, man. I almost spilled my drink.
That's my boy, the O.G. Terminator.
See, this type of people I'm dealing with.
The O.G. Terminator.
Yeah.
He is scheduled for parole late 2017 or early 2018. If he's denied, he gets out. For real, no, just no nothing. 2022. I call him the O.G. Terminator because a lot of people don't know this. Before Arnold Schwarzenegger, O.J. Simpson was supposed to be the Terminator. That is hand to God. That's real talk right there.
Well, let the movie tell the hell he was originally.
Well, I mean, like, I would be looking at that movie. Had he got that part, we all saw that coming. But the O.G. Terminator.
He ain't did nothing.
I just say, O.J. got this, right?
Hell no.
I mean, it's very... We've been very forgiving of O.J. lately.
O.J. might well keep his bags unpacked because he's going to be in there to 2020.
No, I don't... Whatever. Look, 2022.
Yeah.
I think he's getting out this year because I saw the documentary.
And?
I saw the 30 for 30.
I saw the video, you know, when he had the pistol when he went...
Yeah. Look.
I'm going to be honest with you. They're going to keep O.J. as long as they can keep him until he's still...
Yeah, but he's the O.G. Terminator, man.
Because the worst thing that they could have did for O.J. is recreate that whole thing. They just reminded America of who he was. They're going to keep him as long as they can.
I think O.J.
When
got...
When they forget, that's when they're going to let him out.
But hey, we don't forget, though.
Hold on. That's the deal with O.J. We on the forgiveness tour now with O.J.
How the hell you figure that?
All right. We are. Not the Goldman family. The Goldman family. And I quote. Hold on. I
don't give two damns about it, really. I mean...
Hold on. Ryan Goldman... You know, the daddy Goldman.
Listen here.
He was quoted to say, I don't give a damn when he come out. When he come out, he's going to have to deal with me, end quote.
Now, see that right
there? That's something.
That's a threat.
I'm just going to say, it's a threat.
But you won't lock him up. That's...
Come on, man.
Look.
Come
on, man. We don't know, and I'm playing legal. I know what you're saying, but I'm playing lawyer ball right now.
Deal with you. What the hell I got to deal with?
I don't.
Supposed to mean.
Well, he need that money for
and
the book.
Anybody who knows.
I would love to call Ron Goldman. I would love to talk to Ron Goldman.
When did somebody get 28 years for B&E?
OJ.
Exactly. Well, he was still his own.
I'm gonna tell you like this. OJ got the 28 years for that damn book. That's what he got.
If I did it, yeah.
How you? Come on, man.
Now, here go the thing.
That was the dumbest book ever.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, right. I ain't do it. And but if I did.
But if I did, yeah. This is exactly how I would do it.
That's how they got his ass caught.
Now, here go the thing with that. Where Ron Goldman could, and I say quotes, deal with him. He never got his cut from that book. Ron Goldman was supposed to get a little chunk of change. He was supposed to get a little piece of that book, and he never got the book. If I did. I didn't kill her, but if. I did, and I.
This is how it would have went down.
Yeah, this is how it would have went down.
Man, murder, stab.
So, you know, my thoughts and prayers. I saw that book.
Chop.
That book. Oh man, hey, so OJ. And I'm saying this selfishly. I wish OJ the best defense. You beat one motor rap. You beat one court case. You can beat again because I want you to be on this podcast.
So we can say it.
Look, all I'm getting at I am old enough now. I can throw OJ a mic, and I can hear from his side of the story. So, OJ, wish you the best of luck, brother.
I tell you what, if OJ get out, he need to get missing. Like that white girl.
I tell you what.
Yeah. I hope he learned the error of his ways, man.
Sam, you are excellent.
Yeah, like Casey. Hey. He need to follow.
Yeah, Casey Dipp.
He need to get her travel agent. That's what OJ.
Yeah, Casey Dipp, man. He really should have. He should have pulled a Sugar Ray Leonard. Because after Sugar Ray Leonard with the Phantom Punch, Sam, that was only I want to say civil case. The Phantom Punch.
Who?
What?
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh shit.
Sugar Ray Leonard. When he was getting like indicted for the sugar for the Phantom Punch.
Yeah.
He just said, "Fuck this! I'm out of here. I'm going to Europe." And he became like an action star in Europe, and nobody charged him. And that wasn't a murder. That was just for like the money he made off that fight. And he got on the plane.
But the thing about it is, you ain't in there boxing with me. Prove it.
Yeah. No, Wesley decided to stay here. That was his problem. Wesley wanted to stay here.
Yeah.
But
he went to Europe. They
came back. That but was the problem.
You
that's
know,
how they got
they
him.
Don't make
he came
fried
back.
Chicken over in Europe like this.
Now they do.
That's what it was.
But you know, Wesley, I'm glad y'all put that up. He on the cash grab because anytime you get the tours on your movies, that's when you need money.
When you call the
Eliminate Tour, the Art of War, the whatever, if you ends in tour, all you doing is these straight for DVD movies, mm-hmm. and that's just he need that cash. What was it? What was the player? Remember? Did you see that the player on NBC?
Hell no.
Oh, I watched it.
Oh no, all three
episodes.
I remember
the the player. Yeah. Like that motherfucker needs money.
Hey, I'm going to you like
did you see the player?
They trapped Wesley. They got him. They
were
thinking about making a Blade 4. You might want to come back. And he came back and said, lock him up. That's what happened.
That's all it was. After Blade 3, I would have came back. Because Blade 3 was on some bullshit.
Right.
Blade 3 was on some bullshit.
Damn fool now.
Look.
They had the ugliest damn haircuts. Good gracious.
It's all Wesley.
A lot of movies. What? Demolition Man. Damn. Hood famous, New Jack City.
New Jack City.
Yeah. The Wesley Snipes gotta have a messed up.
He is known.
He just known. He's one of those guys, man.
When they got him out of jail with that old jacked up afro. Come on.
Yes.
It's a plight against a black man. Yeah. I said it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I said it.
Speaking of black man, let's talk about a story that had absolutely no black man in this. We got an update. Now we asked for an update for this. This was a couple weeks ago. Me and Tasha did this. Brian Virzing, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. He's the man who sued his date, the Bumble date, for $17.18 because of Guardians of the Galaxy. This woman was texting during the date. We got an update. We talked about that.
Wait a minute.
You didn't hear about this?
Wait a minute.
Oh, check this out. All right. You got a phone like I got a phone. Mm-hmm. The app is called Bumble. Okay. This is all ladies first. Ladies can go out. You pick the guy, and you can pick how your date is. Bumble is all about female empowerment. So this woman picked this guy, Brian, up, right? Mm-hmm. Brian said, cool, we don't go on a date. We don't see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Hold up. This day and age, who the hell go to the movie theater?
Hey, it is what it is. They wanted to do it. They wanted to go out. Okay. You can't talk about what actually happened, and this woman.
What woman want to go see?
Whatever the movie was, I wasn't there. I wasn't in the car, but this woman picked this movie, and she couldn't stop texting. So my man said, like, hey, if you got a text, please go outside. It's a little distracting. We're trying to watch the movie. People right around here. Them was getting a little angry.
Right.
Yep.
Real quick.
Uh huh.
Let him finish.
And then, and then, when she felt some type of way, she went in the hallway, texted whoever, got in the car, dipped, left my man to see Guardians of the Galaxy by his damn self.
He should have went to that bitch by himself anyway.
Nah, he sued this woman because he said, not only did you waste my time, my efforts, my whatever else, he sued this woman because all he wanted was his money back for the movie because he paid for the movie. He wanted $17.18 back. Now, over the last couple of weeks, she said, I ain't paying you. I ain't this. And he like, dog, it's your fault that the date ended. And 2 weeks ago, on this very podcast, I'm with my man Brian. I'm with them. Solidarity. I think you need to get a lawyer for this, but whatever.
Go ahead, man. I'll get it out of you.
Before we let older brother go ahead and just... First thing first, what did I tell you about not doing your homework? That's not what it was about. Nobody on the face of the planet is that petty.
It's the
president. No, you didn't go and do your research. It did have something to do with the black man. Because she was there. She didn't like my man. Tyrone texted her.
Oh, okay.
She was
texting
back the whole time.
Oh, well, yeah.
She got in the car, and she dipped. And she left him there by herself. And he found out that it was Tyrone, so he sued her.
Man, but all it is, hey, he got a 7 as of this week.
Black Lives Matter.
Yes, they do. But as of this week, Green Dot was battle too because he got his. He got his
$17.
And 18 cents is the principal.
He's the principal.
He said, you're going to wait.
Tyrone. That's what it was.
Did this right here.
He got the tax. He got his money.
I think he made a call.
He got his money.
I'd have kind of sued his ass off the simple fact of, first and foremost, what grown man is going to take a woman to go see Guardians of the Galaxy?
But here goes the thing. If you down with it, you said okay. But this was so big. Even the director of Guardians of the Galaxy got into it.
Dude.
Peter Gunn, who directed Guardians of the Galaxy, said, look, man, I give you the $17. I give you.
Right.
Because you looking bad out here.
You looking bad out here.
My wife Tasha, she was on the podcast when we talked about this initially, and we just thought it was gonna be, he say she say and just go away. But my man got his chips.
I don't give a damn.
It's the principal. Don't waste my time.
Did he or did he not say gone outside and text?
Yeah, he told her.
That's his damn fault right there.
He told her. But he bought the ticket. That's where it meets up.
But guess what? She drove you there.
But it's all female friendly Bumble.
Here's what we did on the podcast.
You got the Bumble app.
First of all, have you ever seen the Bumble app?
No.
What kind of man are you to get picked up by a female and then take her to go see a child?
Look.
I didn't even take my wife to go see Guardians.
Oh, I get that.
My daughter.
If that's what you want to see, that's what you want to see. I can't talk about it.
I didn't waste my time asking my wife to go see no crap. I'm not finna go see no crap like that.
Star-Lord. That's all I'm saying. Star-Lord.
It ain't the movie.
That's the problem.
You took your first date to go see a dude named Star-Lord.
Well, it's the Bumble app. The Bumble app is female friendly. They got to make the first move. They make the female plan everything on Bumble. My man just said, yeah.
And let me tell you something. What you should have did, you should have hugged his head down low. You shouldn't have said nothing about it.
My man got a $17. I know my man got a $17. He got a $17.
Yeah, guess what? You won.
Off
of petty cake.
He didn't get the lawsuit. She just paid him the $17 up front.
Because you an idiot and you use your government name.
He done for life.
Everybody knows who you are.
He done for life.
And you ain't finna never get a date again in your life.
He's done for life.
Well,
done. Because female might
I hear him. I understand him. I've been rocking with him.
You ruined your social life over $17.
Yep.
I didn't think he'd take it this far, but you in there. Go ahead, get your cash.
Hey, I hope he used that $17 for all the lotion he needs.
I don't know who tablet we use. If myself or Tasha's during the last podcast, my man is not a beat up looking dude, and I say that in the most heterosexual way possible. He looks.
When
you go on a date, your opposite sex company.
But that's the thing, it's Bumble.
Wait a second. They want to feel secure. Dude, you sued me.
For $17 and 18 cents.
You sued me because I wasn't feeling you. That man is not going to get another date.
Listen. What woman come picks a man up?
It's
I gotta
Bumble.
Go back to that. I'm throwed off.
It's Bumble. Hey, welcome to 2017.
She had a problem for the start of
from the
dough.
From the dough.
You ain't go to dinner. You ain't buy her a steak. You ain't say, hey, you know.
He didn't get a chance to. Blame Bumble. That's all I'm saying. Bumble.
Blame him.
My house, we gonna drive in my car there.
Thank you.
Cause we can meet at the movie theater. How about that?
But hey, that's what he agreed to. That's what she agreed to. I'm glad that y'all got y'all riled up because
when I get home. You know Uber. Who? Uber.
There it is.
Put the Uber on them, baby.
Uber.
But we at the halfway point, and I love podcasts because we brought this back. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's segment. We got two this week. It's a slow news week. It's the Sit Your Ass Downs.
Yeah.
Sit your ass down. This week's Sit Your Ass Down. Like, we give these out. These are not awards. These are just little, we see you out there. Now, I don't know what it is. We talked about the NBA earlier. I don't know what's going on with the National Football League. I like the National Football League. Yeah. But we got two. Probably more, but I didn't check it this morning. Two Sit Your Ass Downs. First one, go to my man, which is interesting. Patriot. Well, former Patriot. Yeah, Eagle, nah. He got traded.
Oh, my God.
Before he started that shit. This, sit your ass down.
He should have sat his ass down being a Patriot.
Go to my man, Chris Long. Howie Long, sir. And the theme is to kill a mockingbird. See, apparently, over the weekend, you see how me and you chilling out, we having a good time. You know, his kid graduated, much like your kid, you know. You know, it's a good time to go out and have a good time and pull up some adult beverages and, hey, you graduate. You know, you feeling it right now. Chris Long apparently found himself in the midst of the graduation among a group of people who started discussing the famous book, the classic, To Kill a Mockingbird. Then Chris Long found himself as the eye man out because he's never read this book, he's never seen this book, and felt as though he needed to be a part of the conversation, having no knowledge of this book. And he spoke about his experience on Twitter. And I quote, he tweeted, "Can someone please make a movie out of To Kill a Mockingbird? Because I would love to be inclusive in the people who was over my house. Because I didn't do the reading in school. The book just came up in conversation at the party. And I stood there afraid to talk. Because they would ask me a question," end quote. Nah. Since then. Since he put that tweet out. Millions and millions of people have been tweeting him. There's been several movies.
Several.
About To Kill a Mockingbird. B, this is your house. Why didn't you just walk away? And C, what high school / college did you go to? And To Kill a Mockingbird never came up once. Since then, he has deleted the tweet. And
I can see that being something.
So, Chris Long, please sit your ass down. Like, just please sit your ass down. Because To Kill a Mockingbird. Uh-huh. Now, I know who I'm sitting next to. I'm sitting next to my brothers. We went to the same. You ain't never read it. But I know you saw the movie. I know you saw derivatives of the movie.
Yeah,
I sat next to you with the Samuel L. Jackson to A Time to Kill. That's just to kill the mockingbird. It's the same thing.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
That's A Time to Kill. It ain't to kill the mockingbird.
Well, why? Okay, because you dumb. Why do you feel you need to inject yourself in the conversation?
Well, yeah.
Chris Long,
you're right about that.
Didn't know nothing about it, somebody was talking about it in your house.
They never brought it up to you though,
and just shut the hell up.
I would have done what the title of the segment was. Sit my ass down. I would not have had anything.
I'd have said exactly what I just told y'all. I didn't never read that shit.
Like your mama,
you ain't never read it, and you know what happened?
You ain't got
absolutely nothing.
That's it.
So, absolutely nothing. Now, don't get me wrong.
I would have just stood there and enjoyed the company and just listened to everybody, people.
Yeah.
The only thing we did in England was Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
You are a millionaire. You played for the NFL, and you mean to tell me.
You think I care about a mockingbird?
There it is.
I
wouldn't have said nothing. I wouldn't have said nothing.
That's it. Macbeth and all
but
that.
Now, he got on. He took that private little, he felt some type of way. put it on Twitter.
You think that's why he played for the Jets now?
Oh yeah, Eagles. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly why. Look, Belichick saw that. They're like, you need to sit your ass down.
Wow.
And keep in mind,
we ain't playing that garbage.
And I say that respectfully because I rock with the Patriots. I'm a Patriots fan, I'm a Lions fan, and I happen to be sitting next to the undisputed 2016. Shitty award winner.
Yes, sir.
Of the D League fantasy football.
Yes, sir. You damn right. You damn right.
My man. Who and I'm not. If there was a way to lose,
that's all that matters.
If there was a way to lose, anybody who he was chilling, man. He was chilling. Anybody who could lose five games consecutively by 20-point margins or more. We was like, there's no way. Like I joked about it. I was like, my wife may end up getting the shitty. And my man T-Mac to my left was like, hold my beer. Yeah, hold my beer.
You damn right. You damn right. My mom and daddy told me I had to come away with an award. I couldn't get the title.
But you got an award.
No.
You got that award. Jesus Christ.
I got it.
Five games in a row by 20-point margins.
Did you get an award?
I did not get that award.
Yeah.
I did not.
Sucks to be you, buddy.
You paid money to give him an award.
Sucks to be you, bro.
There it is.
My face on that. I don't care.
Yes, it is.
Put it in the record book.
It is. To deliver it.
I want it to. Because I need to see it for myself. Because that is the universal sign of nigga do better.
Hey, wait a second.
Do better.
Well, wait a second.
Hey, it can't get no worse than that.
No, you can't.
About him losing in a tournament. But you pay your hard-earned money to buy him a reward. Mm.
That was in the league dues. West commissioner,
baby in the car and drove 12 hours.
I'm winning.
Come and deliver to him.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you can say whatever you want.
Shining, like shining. Winning.
Hey, whatever. I'll put an asterisk.
Like winning.
Here it is.
I'm winning.
Tiger blood. The man ain't winning.
Winning, baby.
But this week we got Tufa.
Change the subject.
Yeah,
I will change the subject in a heartbeat. We got a Tufa in the sit your ass down category.
Okay.
And I want to make this plain. Sit your ass down is Gaelic for I recuse myself because next. Steal from a $5 word. Like, get a thesaurus. Get a thesaurus. Get
a thesaurus. That's a word.
Here it is.
Spell it.
My man Michael
Gaelic.
Bennett.
He said Gaelic. That
yeah,
Gaelic. Gaelic. Oh, like, yeah. Learn your stuff up, baby. Learn your stuff.
That sound like some type of position.
That's some Eastern European, baby.
That don't brag on
that. That don't help. That I can't help it. Where the country's from? I can't help it. Where it's from?
That's what it is.
But you threw that out there like that was.
Yeah, he said, "Oh, Gaelic."
Gaelic. That's what it called. I didn't name it.
Break it down, America. Break down the words.
Something. Let me think of that.
But the next sit your ass down. Go. Also in the NFL, my man Michael Bennett. My man has threatened to sue the Seattle Times for a critical column. Michael Collins. Calkin, this is a K in there. Michael Calkins wrote a story in question that says, Seahawks Michael Bennett has done great things, but why the immaturity? Mm-hmm. End quote. He said, his aspirations are very noble, but Calkins wrote, but sometimes his behavior is childish. Now, Michael Bennett countered and said, I will boycott the Seattle Times, and I will never read this, I will never... take a question for the Seattle Times or whatever. Now, the whole point of this with Michael Bennett is, now, anybody who's been paying attention, he has been celebrated for his childlike behavior or like, being able to encourage imagination. So, the same thing that you love when everybody love it,
right?
You want to boycott it when somebody call you out on that.
But wait a second. Michael Bennett is how old now?
Michael Bennett got to be early 30s. Early 30s, late 20s.
First thing first, he was a 20-something-year-old millionaire.
Yeah.
Childish behavior is the least of your worries.
But that's not the thing. The column just said, like, hey, he's done a lot of cool stuff.
Right.
Yeah. He done donated money. He done did this. Right. And they celebrated because of his lightheartedness, because of his, quote-unquote, childish behavior. The whole thing that you was trying to get across.
Houseway.
The whole thing you was trying to get across. Now you mad when somebody called out. Michael Bennett, please sit your ass down. Like, this is what it is. It's just like, why are you boycotting these people for the thing that you want to make happen.
He can boycott whoever he wants to. Pretty much. He's a 20-something year old now. He's
do I have to get on CNN about that?
Hey.
Do I have to get on CNN about that?
No, you can CNN, direct, ABC, NBC, CBS.
That's direct contact. What that is you said something about me. I said I didn't like what you said. I said something back. So that's the end of that. I mean, like,
look. He needs to sit his ass down because at the same time.
You ain't lying. It was a slow news week.
It was a slow news week. I'm reaching. I'm reaching. Like I said, I'm reaching. It's
you,
slow.
Jim, you could have talked about OJ for the rest of
like,
the
look, let me tell you something about OJ. Let me tell you something about OJ.
Hell no.
He
OJ
got this.
Ass ain't getting out to 2022.
All right, speaking of news, I want to put this up if there was no developments because, you know, it's slow news week. They finally picked the jurors for my man Kaz. He got this? You think he got this? You think Kaz got it?
Let me say something.
You man, why don't they let the jello man the leave, man?
I think he's all right.
I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be the
coolest. I think he's all right.
It's going to be the coolest thing that you've never seen in your life. You think that he's going to get got and everything else, and then you're going to look over there at the jury as the closing arguments are going on, and every last one of the jury going to be sitting there sucking on a jello pudding bite.
Look, man. There it is.
Not guilty, sucker.
Not guilty, cuz the cops.
I got enough for everybody. Everybody. Make it rain,
make it rain.
The cops been
waiting. Oh, man. Now you know.
Camille!
Oh, wow. That's big, though.
Nah, I had this with my wife. We were talking about this on the drive here. I know we getting there. It's slow news day, but it is Memorial Day weekend, and we getting all into
you
it.
Say that shit one more time.
I have to say it because, you know, this is when all the movies come out. This is where the summer movies come out, and they planning these this year's and as well as next year's and what have you. But nah, they going so they going more niche. You know, they going to more towards the ladies, which is cool. My wife,
smart.
I don't think Wonder Woman gonna do good.
Hold on, hold on. So, and that you brought it up.
I don't think it's
starting with Wonder Woman.
I don't think so.
But now we seeing a lot of sequels and quote unquote prequels coming out because they're remaking. And I'm just going. All of these shouldn't be remade. This is my hot take. You can debate me on this, but they're remaking The Crow. They're remaking Starship Troopers. Right. American Psycho, Dirty Dancing, Scarface. They remaking Scarface.
No. Wrong answer.
And Mamma Mia. Those are the remakes.
They was going to do it anyway.
Those are all classics that shouldn't be touched. That shouldn't be.
All of these are classics and cult favorites. So
Scarface.
Going to remake them.
No.
Because they don't have any imagination and they don't want to take a risk.
I don't know. Like, as of right now, that's what they scheduled.
They got John Stamos.
Playing Scarface.
Yeah, right.
Chris Brown.
I'm just talking about that.
But these are all the remakes scheduled for this year and next year. Now, here go the thing. When I talked about that niche audience, you hit it with Wonder Woman. They want to reach out to the ladies out there. We talked about Bumble earlier. They're trying to find a niche audience. So, as of this...
I ain't heard no damn Bumble. Well,
this year?
I'm not dating. So
yeah. This year, I don't fucking know Bumble. The next remake that they making is Roadhouse.
Why?
With Ronda Rousey.
Hey.
As the lead character.
No.
Yeah. See? See?
Hold on.
That's 100% real.
That's Wikipedia. Dig.
Uh-huh.
What is all said and done? We done ran out of ideas. That's what it is now?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
No, that's these directors that run out here and that's trying crazy. To take credit for somebody else's
that's crazy.
Mastery.
Now, you watch Roadhouse. We all watch Roadhouse, right?
Roadhouse, you can't redo Scarface.
That's like redoing
these are
Sesame
classics.
Street.
These are classics. But along with that is a 3-movie deal. They remake him, Bloodsport. It's an all-female cast.
With who?
I bullshit you not. There's an all-female cast in Bloodsport.
See, that right there further lets me know that they done ran out of damn ideas.
Gina Carano is the John Van Damme character. In Bloodsport, the remake.
The sicko wants to sit for 2 hours and watch women beat each other up on a movie, so it's not even real. So you,
I watch UFC.
There it is. Yeah,
it's one thing for to be a sport; it's another thing to
be a blood sport. I had to. No, but I'm glad you say that because later on in 2017, if not 18, Ocean's 8. Ocean's 8 is coming out.
All female cast.
I heard about that one.
Come on, man.
Ocean's 8. Yeah. Nah, it's... First of all, and I say this, please tweet and do all the stuff you got.
Good night, everybody.
Here it is. I love females. I love y'all doing y'all thing.
I don't know after that Gaelic shit.
Man, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That Gaelic shit.
Yeah, it's Gaelic.
But well, find me eight females who will agree on one thing at the same time. See, at least in Ocean's 11, 12, 13, I guess. I don't think you got that far.
Excuse me, America.
Find me. Like I said, you can walk yourself out.
Man, I refuse.
Find me a female to
this.
Agree on
I
one thing.
Myself from
like,
the state.
I love my wife.
If you have any complaints, please make sure it is.
Look at you. Right look at you backing away.
Just talking with Sam.
SamShowNation.com. Find me eight. First of all, at the same time.
You said June 1st you're going to be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, June 1st. Nah,
June 1st.
I feel as though I got the hotel, you know, booking.com. You know, I feel as though.
Hey, I can go make it. Hey, after that comment, I can find eight women who agree on whooping your ass.
Yeah.
That's said deal right there.
Speaking of eight women who may or may not be kicking my ass, the next movie that's coming out, January? The Expendables are coming out.
Come on.
They
I'm
are
done.
Getting.
I'm done.
The Expendables.
That's it.
They are getting all of your favorite female action heroes.
They're old now.
That's kind of the Expendables.
Golden Girls.
Really? No, you're talking about
all of your favorite female action heroes.
Favorite female action.
All of them.
Back in the day. So
how many can you name?
I can't name them.
Lucy Liu. That is all. That is Lucy Liu,
Cameron Diaz,
Uma Thurman.
You need 12.
What the
they need to feel. They need 12.
What was that movie back in the day?
Bridget Nielsen from Rocky. You'll get her from Rocky. Remember?
Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah, like I said, you need 12.
She looks more like Drop.
You need 12. You need what you can get.
Break you.
Look, I will say this is a hot take. Well, I don't know, man. I don't think that's gonna do.
You have to have made that up. You had to.
You got a phone in front of you. You got a phone in front of you. Go on Google that. The Expendables. That there will be 12 of your favorite action female heroes.
He ain't fucking lying.
You gooey. That's I told you, man.
Are you serious?
That's serious. The Expendables. All female cast. Yeah, look at his face.
It's
amazement. Look at his face. Look, I love my ladies, but I'm like, some things you just can't bring back. Do some original stuff.
What in the hell? I know none of these heifers.
Yeah, but they're your favorite action females.
Yeah, I do know, what you call it?
Ronda Rousey. I know Jenna Carone.
No, this is fake.
You see it?
This picture is
that's
fake.
That's 100% real. 100%.
No, this is fake. This is something that somebody has put together.
That's 100% real.
You got doggone,
like I said, it's a hot take.
What's her name?
SamShow11 on Twitter. I know they're going to hit me up with this.
What's her name? From Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
You got... Man,
but it was interesting.
I don't have it.
Outside of Tomb Raider, I don't remember Angelina Jolie doing it.
I got
none
Michelle action. Rodriguez.
Yeah, I can see her. I can see her.
In the middle of it, you got Sigourney Weaver. Seriously?
No, Alien.
On the one I got, it ain't that. It's some other damn.
I can say Alien. She right there.
But look at this right here.
I can see Sigourney Weaver.
You know what I'm saying?
From Alien? That's about it, though. She need that cash. She on Netflix now.
Weaver, Pam Grier. That's what
Pam
about.
Grier?
Since
Pam
Roth Grier. Rock.
Look, did it though.
Pam.
I just seen a movie with Sigourney Weaver and Michelle Rodriguez in it. What's called it? The Assignment?
Okay.
The Assignment with Tom Boy.
So we 2 for 12.
Yeah.
We 2 for 12. What other 10?
Action done. Movie.
I am finished.
So we 2 for 12.
What the hell?
They got till January.
Hey, we're going to make a movie.
There it is. We should. It's going. They remaking The Crow. I mean,
The Little Rascals. Hell, we could do The Little Rascals.
They did that. I'll remake it.
This is all black cast, though. All black cast. Little
so, Rascals. Wouldn't Stymie be white there? It's all black cast. You get a white Stymie?
We get together and we're going to remake Hollywood Shuffle. How about that?
I can do that.
Already black people.
We're going to remake it anyway. It was white people and people.
How about the Wolf of Wall Street?
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, black. I can see that.
I can pull that off.
Yeah. Who doing coke for real?
All black.
Yeah, right.
Who doing coke for real?
Booger Sugar,
man. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you know, no, the cap came did. Oh, no.
The white pony.
Hell no. Oh, man, but we get around that time,
that's
man.
Hilarious. I'm rich.
Hell no.
But we get around that time, y'all. And as always, we had about an hour. I want to kick out. Anybody want to kick out their social media, please feel free to do so right now.
That's all I just want to say. All
right, then.
Hey, now, you can hit me on Instagram, Mr. Give'em 22. MRGVM22. Shit, that's it. That's the only thing you can get me.
Tell you what, you can hit me on Instagram, Jermaine Says.
Keep look up, checking to make sure it's the right one.
Yeah, I gotta make sure it's the right
one. Say the right thing.
I don't get
right
one. Often, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't mess with it too often.
If you know me, you know me.
Hey, there you go.
If you know me, you know me.
Yeah.
And OJ ain't getting out.
Yeah, he'll be OJ fine. Well, I got faith in Juice. The juice is loose. 2017. Like, I'm saying that totally for selfish reasons because I feel as though I am the only one that's going to talk to him.
OJ?
I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, OJ.
You are a great interviewer.
It's me.
It's not just because you my brother. You are a great interviewer. But I'm going to tell you this. Some interviews you just don't want.
You got to walk away from the light, Carol. Hey, walk
you
away from the light,
there, Carol. You looked at me right in his eyes, and the only thing you will come to revelations at the end of that interview, you'll go, he did that shit.
I done been there. I done been there. Like, we had the,
hey, man, I was drinking my drink, man.
We had the quick boy.
But it's true, though. Come on, man.
Look. Look, we done been there before. We had, and I said this, we said this on the podcast before. We had the quick boy with Kwame Kilpatrick. And I mean.
Hey, I am done.
And after that interview, we did look around the room. We're like, we got that, right? All right. Oh, and we ain't never recording.
Wish of night.
But either way, as always, you can always hit up the podcast at samshownation.com, samshownation.com for all things related to Just Talk with Sam podcast. You can talk to me personally on Twitter at samshow11, Facebook and Instagram, Just Talk with Sam. No G in talking, Just Talk with Sam. And I got my brothers here, man. This is great to have y'all on the podcast. Man, I love this, man. Like, you don't know how well this means to me.
I love you, man.
Like, from ear to ear, man, I'm smiling, man.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's it.
That's real.
I will see you guys next week when we from Comic-Con. Going live. Baby, from Comic-Con. See you guys next week.
$17,
nigga?
Yes.
Really? $17.